fair so far as he's concerned. Anything that that we want, that you think is a...
Certainly, I told him that.
And he's got an idea that there's the feeling here, and there's no feeling between us, and let's don't let it come. And I'm not going to, but I'm not going to let Corbin do it.
Certainly, you're dead right.
And
everybody was a decorator.
I'll give up the damn thing.
I told him.
I quit it first. I don't want it that much. I just want to do what I know is right, and I know this is right.
Right.
Now, you tell me, you said that we ought to tell Bailey to stay on. I said, okay, we tell Bailey to stay on. You say we ought to have the cabin stay on? I say I ought to do it. They say Bobby ought to go to Indonesia. I say, okay. I'm not dragging my feet on anything. I'm playing it just as Pierre Salinger's got more freedom and more knowledge you have too than you had if Kennedy was here. And you've got more power if you want to exercise it. Because I give my people power and let them use it. And he has. But I just don't want him to feel that Corbin comes with. I don't know Corbin. All I know is what Dave McGuire says, what Walter Jenkins says, what Cliff Carter says, what you say, and what the New Hampshire man calls down and tells him. I don't give a damn about Corbin. Why do I care about $1,000 a month? I let him have it. I'm going to raise all I can. But I do think when I do tell him, he ought to consider that. And he ought to call Corbin in and say, you ought to do this. And then if we've got to hide him, we'll hide him. But don't let him go around doing what he's doing.
You write any proof. All right.
Hello. Mr. Bundy on 9-3.
Said last night that Hume's wife is the nicest and simplest person in the world. If Ms. Johnson is not feeling better, she can cut out of anything with just no harm done in terms of diplomacy and protocol. I don't know how she's doing, but I just feel it's a terrible thing for her to be burdened with all this when she's not feeling good.
I didn't wake her this morning. I left. I left a little early. She was slept on the third floor because she was...
Didn't want you to get the bug?
Yeah, well, she didn't want the music.
I'm absolutely sure that they would much prefer to have her take it easy than put herself out. This is a terribly nice, sweet, simple gal.
All right, well,
just no fuss.
We'll do it now. Where does he come in? By helicopter?
I believe he comes by. Let me just check my schedule here. He comes choppering to the south grounds, is the way I understand it.
And what do we do? Go in the diplomatic room and then.
Well, you have a greeting outside, I think, but you'd better check with Clifton. He generally handles that kind of thing. Shall I get him into you?
No. Yeah, I'll tell him to come on in.
Right.
Bye.